News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we are, of course, moving to the UK because you will have seen overnight the results are coming in from UK by-elections and UK local and mayoral elections. And I'm joined now by former political editor of the Times of London, Philip Webster. Good morning to you, Philip. A bad night for the Tories.
Absolutely. A terrible night for them. They expected it to be bad, and it really is bad. Sir John Curtis, the polling guru, has just said it was close to catastrophic, which is a pretty damning verdict on what happened. They lost the by-election at Blackpool South. That's a parliamentary by-election, and that's the fifth in a row where there's been a swing of more than 20% against the Tories. And that kind of result replicated at a general election would be utterly disastrous for them. But they've also lost council seats and control of councils across the country. At the moment, they're heading to lose well over half the seats in which they've defended. So it's pretty bad. We wait to see how the Conservative opponents of Rishi Sunak behave later in the day.
I suppose a few things going on for the Conservatives. One is maybe off the last election, they were coming off the height of Boris Johnson. It might be funny to say now, but the height of Boris Johnson's popularity at the time, the COVID vaccine rollout, there was a bit of a bump for them for that. Is reform an issue? Is the Reform Party is coming in as the third biggest party in places? Is it cannibalising the Conservative vote?
Yes, it signs that it's taking votes off the Conservatives, particularly up north in the red wall seats. I mean, it was 117 votes only behind the Conservatives in Blackpool South. The Conservatives almost went from first to third there. Yes, they are fighting seats in which they did well 4 years ago, and that's been their only excuse, their only defence so far. But at the moment, it's just coming in a little bit worse than I think even they were expecting. It's possible that as the day goes on, they will have a few beacons to hang on to, if you like. They really will be hoping to hold on to one or two of the big mayoral seats in the north, particularly Tees Valley. Of course, those sitting mayors have not been standing as Conservatives. They've been virtually hiding the fact that they are Conservatives and standing as local personalities instead. Boris Johnson went up there and told them to forget about the party in Westminster and just to campaign as themselves.
It's a fascinating move. The implications, probably haven't got time to get into the implications for Rishi Sunak, but the implications for the Conservative Party, is this a sort of a canary in the coal mine for the general election?
Well, if this was replicated, it would be a total disaster. And the question is whether those Conservatives who believe that Sunak is an albatross around their necks have one final go at getting rid of him over this coming weekend. If they did, of course, it would mean the Tories had had four different prime ministers in this parliament, which would look pretty strange to the outside world.
It does, in fairness. Extraordinary times going on in British politics. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Philip Webster there, former political editor at the Times of London. Shane, really very... from a remove, Philip Webster is exactly right. Like, the outside world is looking at British politics. Yeah. And as you say, has been a beacon. In fairness to it, whatever you want to say about Britain, a beacon of democracy, but their politics are a basket case at the moment.
They are. It'll be interesting to see, as Philip says, if there is a move against Rishi Sunak in the coming days.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.